and that's fine, cuz. You must be on that, yeah, I was acting cool, cuz. What's up, how damn sure are you, cuz?
What?
I don't fuck with you, cuz, you disrespecting me.
What?
I don't fuck with you, cuz, you disrespecting me.
I go hard, cuz. Hey, y'all! Hope y'all can hear me. My loud ass mouth. Hope you guys are doing good. Happy Saturday. Thank y'all. See, I'm getting super chats already. Thank you guys so much. Let me make sure I'm connected. Okay. What's up, C? C Johnson sent 999 says, love you, auntie. I love you too. Thank you so much. Nana Nia, what's up, sis? She says, happy Saturday, T. Just wanted to show some love and support. I'm cleaning my house, cooking, and since I have time, just sending some appreciation for your hard work. Before I start cleaning, love you, sis. I love you too. Hey, you guys, thank you guys so much for joining me. Woo! It's a lot going on. I am still in this hotel room, okay? The house is still not done. The supply chain is crazy. My gym, we finally got word though. I got word from the lender. He said that they have approved for us to move into the house. The gym is just not gonna be done for a while. Because right now, even though they ordered everything back in like January, February, the flooring is not there. The damn Michael Jordan logo is not there. My mirrors for my workout room. None of this shit is available, okay? So that's what we've been waiting for. The kitchen is done. The bathrooms, the bedrooms, everything is done. But we got word that the gym stuff is so behind. And I'm like, I'm not staying here another month. Like literally, I know the whole staff here at the hotel. I know the maids. The homegirl Maria is about to have a baby. We all, because some people live here. We all go downstairs and have breakfast. You know, the mornings I do wake up. You know, everybody's like, hey, good morning. Hey, you still here? Yep, I'm still here. So, you know, it's kind of become like family. But I don't care. I want to go back to my, I want to just move into my home. Okay, home sweet home. I miss my bed. But, you know, like I said, I'm grateful, honey. Yes, the gym. Yo, man, the way I designed my house. Y'all going to be so proud of me. Okay. I went there last week. Even some of the neighbors were like, they went to my house because they're using it as a showroom. They're using it like a model home for now. So a lot of neighbors are like, wow, the fact that you designed that from scratch, you did such a good job. So I'm excited. It's also Leo season. So shout out to all the Leos, honey. Okay, gang, gang. So it's Leo season. It's a lot going on, but I'm trying to be positive and like not let this stress me. But they basically, we got the confirmation yesterday that the lender was like, we're gonna allow you to move in. So we'll probably be in, I'll probably be out of here the first week of August. So I'm excited. At this point, I don't care if the gym is not done. I don't care about any of that stuff. I just wanna be in my home. So I'm excited, y'all. No, I'm not doing a tour. I'm sorry, I might show y'all bits and pieces of the home, but like a whole home tour, I don't trust the internet, okay? Cause everybody don't be happy for your blessings. Let's keep that real. You know what I'm saying? I'm moving silence, but maybe I'll do a video or something like teach y'all like the process, just the home building process. It's definitely been a big learning experience. It's definitely taught me patience, you know what I'm saying? And I've just been able to build a lot of like really cool relationships during this process and not taking for granted when a house is done. You just take for granted that the floors are there, the trim is there, you know, the kitchen looks nice. It takes so much work. And shout out to the men who've been working on my house for the past few months. You know, I've gotten to know a lot of the workers, just really cool blue collar brothers. You know what I'm saying? So it's just been a blessing. It's been a blessing. I'm very creative and I'm glad I was able to design my house and get an architect and get it built. Nothing like moving into some shit that came from your imagination to paper to physically being in it. Like, oh my God, I drew this and it's here. My fireplace, everything. So I'm excited. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit. Agent Matt is in the house. I see a bunch of trucks in the damn chat. What's up, Agent Matt? He sent $100. He said, what's trucking, showing you love? Holla at me. Thank you so much, Agent Matt. I appreciate you. Thank you for the super chat. Y'all are just awesome. It's been a lot going on. I have to do this stream. As much as I don't like talking about, like, you know, serious stuff on YouTube because YouTube loves to demonetize me and mess up my streams, I feel like, you know, being that everybody can't be in the Discord, like, we talk about this shit all the time in the Discord. We go deep. You know, everybody has their opinions on stuff. We have a good time. But I feel like there's a segment of my fan base that just does not really understand what's going on. So I don't want to just leave you guys out the loop either because you guys aren't in the Discord or, you know, whatever. So I want to talk about just some of the things that I've been talking about, the stuff that I've been seeing. Y'all, I know people like to call me a fearmonger, but I'm not a fearmonger. And it's funny that everything I've been saying, and not just me, a lot of other people who are, you know, who see through the nonsense. I hate using the word woke. We'll use the word aware. We've been saying this for months now. And so many things are coming to pass. So we're going to get into it, honey. We're going to get into it. But Agent Matt, thank you so much. Let's see here. Kerweezy sent $20, says, hey, T, any thoughts on the space agenda? Billionaires in space, asteroid mining, U.S. Space Force, rappers buying planets. Love you and your content, honey. It's a lot of spacey shit going on out here. I feel like them fools are running to space because Earth, something is going on Earth. They know something that we don't know. That is why they are all taking their ass to a whole nother atmosphere. Okay? They know something that we don't know, that we're not privy to. We're trying to connect the dots and shit, but it's hard, right? But yeah, it just doesn't make any sense why some of the most richest people in the world are all flying off to space. But we'll get to that. Thank you for the super chat. Charlie B sent $24.99, says, sitting here trying to figure out why you don't have 1 million subscribers yet. YT is lame as hell. Child, they know if they hit me with 1 million subscribers, that's going to really legitimize me. This is why I've been sitting at 941,000 people literally the past 4 months. Literally the past 4 months. They have been unsubscribing people from my channel, doing all types of sneak shit. But you know what? I'm to the point where I don't even care anymore that much about YouTube like that. Like, I will always love YouTube as a platform. I will always be a YouTuber. But Spotify, like, really looks out for me. So I'm not even tripping off of the numbers off of YouTube. I don't care. Spotify's popping. They pay me well. You know what I'm saying? They look out for me. And they're trying to really take, like, my brand to the next level. So I'm more or less rocking with Spotify. You know what I'm saying? So YouTube can, you know, act funny how they want to. We've kind of switched shit. You know what I'm saying? And the green room is popping. I just really appreciate all the love that I've gotten on the green room. My green room shows have been one of the most watched and listened to shows on green room. You know what I'm saying? And the fact that people call in and the phone lines are always jam-packed, I really appreciate that. So right now, I you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go where I'm celebrated, not tolerated. This is why a lot of YouTubers have left YouTube. They're more or less on TikTok or on Instagram. They're going to platforms that's giving them an out, that's giving them a chance to make, you know, other revenue, tap into other fan bases. Nobody is solely dependent on YouTube anymore, okay? Because YouTube wants to be television. So, well, a lot of us have gone, and, you know, we're still going to keep our YouTube channels, but a lot of us are just kind of expanding and going to other platforms. I refuse to make this my only platform where I'm able to speak my truth, you know what I'm saying? So I love the fact that Spotify really supports me. They've never demonetized an audio stream. They love my Green Room episodes. A lot of the top people listen to the Green Room episodes. So I'm just very flattered and humbled that they just appreciate me for who I am. So, yes. Thank you. So, yeah, we're not tripping. You know, when it gets to 1 million, it'll get to 1 million. If it never gets to 1 million, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Let's see here. Good Vibes sent $4.99, says rappers are not buying planets. It's all about getting the chip. You have to see through the smoke screen. Thank you so much for the super chat. Appreciate you. Tiffany Johnson said $10, says, hey, T, I got my shirt and I absolutely love it. That's what's up. She says, hashtag sipping tea. I love you and absolutely love your work. Congratulations on your home. I pray nothing but God's best for your life. Thank you so much for that. I really, really appreciate you, sis. Thank you for coming through. Let's see here. Jill Review says, did you see that LL Cool J said that he's Tito Jackson's son? No, I don't pay any attention to LL Cool J, but thank you for the super chat. I didn't hear about that. I don't check for LL. Let's see here. Shy Guy is saying you're giving me mean girl vibes and I love it. Oh, because the pink, because you know we wear pink on Fridays, even though today's Saturday. You know what I'm saying? You know they can't sit with us. Thank you so much. So, y'all, let's get to the show. We got close to 4,000 people in here. So now, who remembers the other day on Discord? It was about a week ago. I had posted in the Discord that the moon was wobbling. I know a lot of people didn't understand it. Y'all probably thought, like, what the fuck is she talking about now? Because y'all not allowed to post shit. I was like, you guys, look, the moon is wobbling. Put a teacup if you guys remember me posting that article. I said, oh, wobbity wobbity, said, oh, wobbity wobbity, drop it like it's hot. Okay, so the moon is wobbling, right? And so let me show y'all this article. Ever since that big ass moon got the wobbling, have y'all noticed we've had flooding and water issues ever since the moon wobbled a week and a half ago? That moon was like, wobbity wobbity, I said, oh, wobbity wobbity, said, oh, wobbity. And now, honey, Germany is flooded. China, a lot of countries are going through it. Meanwhile, on the West Coast, honey, they're dealing with drought. So let me show y'all this article about the moon wobbling. In case y'all didn't know this, let me share my screen with y'all real quick. So this was the article that I had posted, and it was talking about, you know, the moon wobble, climate change. This was like over a week or so ago, right? And it's talking about how the moon wobbles affects the moon's gravitational pull, and it can amplify ocean tides on Earth. And a lot of places on Earth are near coastal cities. You know, like a lot of cities are built near the coast. And when you think about the moon has like a lot to do with our bodies too, because our bodies are mainly made of water. There's a thing, I remember back when I was younger, I was reading books about this. I was reading like really, you know, crazy books. And there's a such thing called full moon madness. You can Google it if you've never heard of it. It's called full moon madness. And what that means is that during the full moon, a lot of things happen, especially like in major cities, like the crime wave goes up. And they're saying that when people go through full moon madness, it's because of the gravitational thing from the moon and the water in our systems. And, you know, our brains are mainly made from water. So things tend to like escalate during the full moon, right? So I'm going to show you guys just some of the things that's been going on. They've been dealing with like massive flooding in so many countries, especially like Germany has it really bad. They have been dealing with a lot of flooding this week. It's, I mean, unprecedented. Germany, the Netherlands, all types of countries, over 160 dead. Let me see. It's just devastating. I'm trying to find a news thing that I can play that won't get dinged. Okay, we're going to, yeah, let me show y'all this. This is really crazy. Hold on real quick. So right now we're dealing with Germany. Wait till I show y'all China. Y'all going to be shook. So let's watch what Germany went through this week.
Find wrenching scenes of devastation in Europe on a scale we are only just beginning to understand. More than 180 people have been killed due to record amounts of rain, mostly in Germany. Chris Livesay is in the hard-hit Arbaia region. Chris, good morning to you.
Good morning. This is one of the many bridges that could not withstand these crushing floods that have killed more than 100 people here in the Arbaia region alone. Not something you expect in a country with such advanced infrastructure and warning systems. After days of swelling rivers, now swelling death tolls as bridges, homes, even swaths of villages vanished. No, not in a beleaguered developing nation, but across Europe's economic powerhouses, like in the tiny German town of Insul. Did you ever imagine something like this happening here in Germany?
Well, I think not of this magnitude, not of this size. I don't think anyone has imagined or could have imagined something like this.
The devastation, so shocking, German Chancellor Angela Merkel struggled to explain it.
Es ist erschreckend.
I can almost say that the German language doesn't have the words for the destruction, she said. Billions will be needed to rebuild in Germany alone. Some towns are likely gone for good. Though both climate scientists and the German chancellor warn, extreme weather events are bound to return. One flood isn't an example of...
Okay, let me come back on the screen. So that was just in Germany. And like I said, it also spread to like the Netherlands and other European countries out there. So it has been really devastating out there as far as like the weather, the water. They're saying it's of like biblical proportions. It's just how much rain and flooding that these areas have received. They've never received anything like this. So it's really scary and sad. Let me go ahead here and read some more super chats. I am Mike Nice sent $9.99. Thank you so much, Mike. Appreciate you. Camilla Stevenson 10 says, hey, T, congrats on your new house. I'm happy for you and your family. Thank you so much, sis. I appreciate you. Thank you for the super chat. Divine Beautiful 78 sent $9.99 says, hey, T, glad I finally caught alive. Been following you for 4 years. You are my only source of news. Since C19 last year, my son's 23rd birthday was yesterday. Happy birthday, Leo season. Happy birthday to your son, and thank you so much. You know, it's Leo season, honey. Can't tell us nothing. Let's see here. Me Not Me sent 10 says, why did Bezos give Van Jones $100 million? Girl, I don't know either. I thought that was very suspicious as well. You know, I wonder if Van Jones will be in space with him soon. Let's see here. Keisha Clark sent 1111 says, hey, T, been watching for a few years now, but this is my first super chat. Wanted to show you love and say thank you for being you. Thank you so much. Thank you for the super chat. I appreciate it. Let's see here. Sir Smiles. What's up, Sir Smiles? Says, hey, T, miss you. Seeing you just helped make my birthday. It's my birthday, but I had to still show you love, my Leo sis. I'm so proud of you and everything you have going on in your life. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, and happy birthday to you, my Leo twin. Thank you for coming through. I appreciate it. Let's see here. Robbie Wilson says, hello, T. I'm currently in Germany right now, and we are in for another thunderstorm. The Autobahn were closed because the roads were underwater in Bavaria. Oh, wow. Thank you so much for the super chat. Man, like, just shout out to my German subscribers, because it was a lot of y'all that was sending me that footage and, you know, letting me know what's going on in Germany. I just pray that you guys are well, but it is crazy. You know, the thing that's going on right now globally with the world is very, very scary. Now, let's move to China for a moment. This is the thing that nightmares are made of, what's going on in China right now. So yesterday, China has a lot of traffic, heavy traffic and things like that. There were people in the tunnel and they were stuck in this tunnel, and they're live streaming, they're recording video, they're trying to ask for help. Like, there's all these cars in the tunnel. You couldn't go forward, you couldn't go backwards. And then all of a sudden the water comes rushing in, okay? This was so disturbing to watch. It's all over the news, it's all over Twitter, social media. Let me go ahead, because I have a bunch of different videos. This was in Jingjiang Tunnel. And sorry, y'all, I don't know how to pronounce none of these names. But this was in the Jingjiang Tunnel that this happened. And you're going to see, like, people are walking one moment, and then the water just comes in and just literally wipes everybody away. Very disturbing stuff. Okay, here it is. It's on Twitter. Let me show y'all this. Y'all see all these cars and the water is coming. And then that's them trying to pump it as it's going through, like, the flood. But the pumps are not working, clearly. And then that was after the water hit it. Let me show y'all some other video, because that one, the audio cuts out. There's a TikTok video. Let me hit refresh. Let me refresh this TikTok video. I was watching it earlier. This was people on the subway. This is so scary. And that's that same tunnel I was showing y'all. All those people are still in the tunnel. All right. And then let me see. There was another. Oh. Thank you. So there was another one. I want to see if I can find it. It's like a bunch of videos that are being sent out. I think this is the other one. Let me show you this other video. Okay. Let me unmute it. Okay, I think I have music. I'm going to mute it. We can't have music on YouTube. But y'all can see, this was like the whole, this, oh my God, this is just horrible. All those people that were in that tunnel were not able to get out. And you see all the cars just being pushed on top of each other from the flooding. So this is just some of the stuff that's going on right now, like around the world, that's affecting a lot of people, you know, just globally, the weather. And I feel like a lot of this came about, you know, with that moon wobble. I feel like it caused like the tides to just go crazy. Of course, we have global warming and all that where like the waters are rising. But I feel like a lot of this came after that moon wobble happened like a week and a half ago. So the whole situation is really sad, what's going on overseas. On top of that, we have a lot of stuff that's going on here in America, too. Let me see. I have so many screens up here. Give me just a second. Okay. So now I want to go to, like, I'm literally jumping from continent to continent. Okay. So now we're in Australia. Now, you guys remember last week when I was talking about everything that was going on with the whole, in Europe, people were protesting and rioting in France, Italy, Ireland, Greece. It was, you know, several countries that were going through unrest because they're trying to force their population. The French president came out and said that basically everybody in France has to get the vaccine, that you have to be vaccinated. If not, you will not be allowed to go to hospitals, restaurants, pubs. You're basically going to be locked out of society. So people in Europe were really pissed off. They started rioting. And right now in Australia, it's getting bad. There's like huge clashes right now with the Australian people and the police because of these lockdowns. Let me just show you guys some pictures that are coming from Australia. So they've been clashing all night. So here they go with like some of the police and stuff. Protesters throw plastic bottles and plants at mounted polices at Sydney's town hall during the worldwide rally for freedom, anti-lockdown rally in Australia on Saturday. So this was just a few hours ago. This is all breaking today. A bloodied man is detained by police during the violent clashes that sparked by harsh new lockdown measures in response to rising COVID cases. I mean, this is the stuff that's going on globally is heartbreaking because, you know, eventually will trickle down here to the U.S. But I'm just going through and I'm just showing you guys the pictures, like the people in Europe are like really fighting back right now. And I don't think they were expecting this. Here goes some video here. Let me see if I can play this. See if it ends up playing.
Homeowners, this incredible tip is just for you.
Never mind. We're not trying to hear your tips, buddy. But yeah, there goes some more pictures here. So y'all can go look it up. It's on the, I don't know what Kylie and Kendall are doing here, but okay. I guess they're protesting too. They look like Kendall and Kylie Jenner, honey. So it's a lot of things going on globally. Okay. On top of, I believe, the Madagascar president, they was trying to assassinate him. I can't keep up. It's like every day some craziness on top of what's going on here in America. So let me go ahead and read some more super chats here. Hold on here. Lee said $99.99. Thank you so much, Lee, for the super chat. She says, hey, sis, thank you for your content. Love you and stay healthy. Thank you so much. I love you, too, and thank you for coming through. I appreciate you. Latavia Marie says, hey, Tab, I've been watching you for about 4 years. I'm 19. You have helped me grow and learn. Thank you. Love you a lot. You're a boss. Thank you so much, sis, and thank you for coming through. I love my tea sippers that have been here for years. I appreciate y'all. Asia Muhammad sent $100. Thank you, sis. She says, hey, sis, I hope you're staying safe. The vaccine reminds me of the Damadel pill situation here in Canada. They want us to take a third shot. I read more snow in the winter is a result of the extreme heat and fire. Heat causes more water to evaporate in the atmosphere. Mm. That's interesting. Thank you so much for the super chat. I appreciate you. Sean Santan says, hey, T, Jemele Hill has become the oppressor. She uttered the exact same words that white men and women have been saying. She has become the oppressor. She really wants her job back. Yeah, we're going to get on the whole Jemele Hill situation in just a second. But yeah, that's why I wanted to kind of use the Game of Thrones analogy that winter is coming. And are you guys ready? We had a really good Zoom meeting the other day, and I really feel like we're going to end up going back on lockdown. I really feel like that because something is happening over there in Europe where the Europeans are up in arms and they're very upset and they're fighting because nobody wants to go under another lockdown. Because what that means, I don't feel like America could sustain another 3 to 6 month lockdown. I think everything will crash economically speaking. Okay. There are so many things right now that you simply cannot get. Everything from used cars to groceries. The gas prices are going up. Stores are becoming more and more bare. Even in the UK, they had to send out a notice. Let me see if I can find this article. I have a lot of articles, so please bear with me. The UK Sun had to put out a notice because the grocery stores, they tell people to not hoard because it's gotten so bad over there in the UK that their grocery stores are now becoming more and more bare. And this is what happened at the beginning of COVID. So we're seeing this happening again.
Across the country, there are some places where shops and factories are working perfectly normally. And in our parts of the forest in manufacturing, there are some places where manufacturers are under extreme pressure to continue producing because they may have up to 25% of their staff off. This is partly a result of structural labour shortages, but increasingly the cause is pinging and it's getting worse. There's no question about that.
Okay, let me come back on the screen. So as you see, all of this is a trickle-down effect. A lot of this stuff started when the whole world went into lockdown last year. When everything went into lockdown, production stopped. And you have certain countries like China that makes most of our produce, most of our goods, most of our supplies. So when all of those factories stopped, everything got backdated. Everything got backordered. So right now, the world is trying to catch up to those 6 months, that 6 month pause, however long we're on damn lockdown, you know? And so we haven't even caught up and y'all are talking about shutting stuff down again. This is why people are very, very upset. On top of that, we're facing the same thing here. I was sent an article and I was researching this. They're saying in America, okay, this is just as of the 22nd, grocery prices could rise 10 to 14% by October. And a grocery store CEO was talking to Fox News about the situation. This is why I tell you guys, don't be stuck on just one news station. Watch them all. From CNN to Fox to RT to WINO News. I put you guys on a lot of news from overseas. Watch it all. Don't get into that, oh, I'm not going to watch them because they're pro-Trump or not, you know, or not pro-Trump or whatever. Whoever has the information, watch it and take notes. So this is what this CEO of a grocery store is saying.
And we expect even more increases by October. We're seeing anywhere from 10 to 14% by October 1st. So it's a real number. And oil prices, I know they're a little bit off today, but I expect even higher numbers. And it's a real, it's a sine wave. And then everything just goes up and down. But it's, I expect by October, you're going to have over a 6% annualized rate of inflation.
Wow.
And food prices.
Are you having to are you having to pass those extra costs onto consumers?
Well, you have to pass it on. Otherwise, you're not doing your duty to guard your country, your employees, and your company.
Right.
All right. So y'all just heard what he said. Again, I'm not coming out here to be the bearer of bad news. I'm not team doom and gloom. This shit doesn't make me happy. This is scary. But I want people to be aware of what's coming down the pipeline. It's not about fear mongering. It's about being aware, okay, and knowing the circumstances that are going on in this world so that way you're not left in the dark. So anybody still crying about fear mongering, suck a dick. Anyways, I just hate when people use that word because it's like, no, it's not fear mongering. It's giving people information so that way they're aware of what's going on. Let's see here. AA Sin 499 says, did you see Suki's tweet the secret message about Hollywood aliens and needing help today? Delete it, honey. I love you and all of your content. Been sipping since C19. Nah, I don't check for anything that Suki's doing anymore. Okay, so now she's trying to spill Hollywood secrets. Why? Because OnlyFans ain't worked out for her no more? You know, everybody want to become woke when it's convenient. But yeah, send it to me so I can look at the tweet that she deleted because I don't know anything about it. But thank you for the super chat. Nomazulu. Hopefully I said it right. Nomazulu. That sounds like a South African name. I love it. Says, in Germany, my pediatrician told me I couldn't bring my son anymore unless I got vaccinated. I feel pressured at work. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. Thank you for the super chat. We're definitely going to talk about this nonsense of people just being pressured and being made to feel like crap if they don't, you know, get the vaccine. Hold on. Let me shut off my Discord. Dang. Y'all stop sending me messages because those alerts are coming through. Let me see here. Malvin Elephant sent $50. Thank you so much. He says, first of all, if I ever bump into you, I'm shooting my shot. Oh, shit. Okay. Thank you. He says, secondly, have you seen the stories of all the people who didn't want the vaccine, but in the hospital on their deathbed? They are literally begging for it. Yes! My boy Freddie O just posted something. The propaganda, like, if anybody is fear-mongering, it is the mainstream media. It is not me, okay? Thank you for the super chat, love. I appreciate you. Like, the videos of people, oh, my God, I got 2 days to live. I should have took the vaccine. Make sure y'all don't end up like me. Really? But you notice they're not showing the folks who got the vaccine and then still got the C-19. Why are they not interviewing them people from their deathbed? Only the ones who put out a so-called message. Let me find the video that Freddie O. Let me see if I can find the video that Freddie O have posted on Instagram. It was so, the dude had said something and they're trying to use it against him. He was like, oh, I got 99 problems, but a vax ain't one. And now he's supposedly dying in the hospital. I said, y'all don't see the propaganda behind this BS. Let me see if I can find the video. I sent it this morning. Here it is. Let me show y'all this. Y'all gonna be like, what? They are really reaching. Let me share my screen. All right. Watch this.
A tragic twist for a member of a local mega church who refused to get the COVID-19 vaccine. A 34-year-old Corona man who tweeted about refusing the vaccine has now died of COVID-19.
He chronicled his hospital journey on social media and was active with a local church that's popular with celebrities. KCAL9's Christine Lazar has the story.
Stephen Harmon's last tweet was written Wednesday, just before he was intubated. It read in part, "Don't know when I will wake up. Please pray." Just 6 weeks earlier, the 34-year-old tweeted, "I got 99 problems, but a vax ain't one."
I can't even emphasize how unbelievably demoralizing this is.
Dr. Oren Friedman is on the front line treating COVID patients at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. He says they've seen...
All right, y'all seen... I'm not going to show the whole thing. People are in the chat saying he died yesterday, you know, which is sad. You know, it's sad when anybody passes away. I don't like the propaganda that they're doing, though. The fact that they're using his last tweet almost as to shame him and shame other people. Who cares if he tweeted, "I got 99 problems and a vax ain't one"? Just treat him and help him live. Like, why y'all digging through his old tweets and then trying to use his old tweets to shame other people? I'm sure there's plenty of people who've gotten the vaccine and probably got, you know, turned around and got the C-19 and died. Did y'all dig through their last tweets, even though they were vaccinated? I'm sure y'all didn't. That's the stuff I don't like. Why y'all digging through his tweets to throw that in his face? And now this man done died. You know, I see through the nonsense. And like I said, I'm not against it. Okay. Half of my family's damn vaccinated. They won't shut up trying to shame me. I don't care what you do. If your job recommends it, if you feel like you need to get it, get it. Everybody should have the right to do what they want to do with their body. But if I'm like, no, I'm kind of being standoffish. I'm not ready for it. I want to wait. I should have that right. Let's not forget, almost a year ago, I died. You know what I'm saying? No, I didn't die. Sorry. I almost died. I'm like, I died? I almost damn died. I didn't die. I'm still here. Almost a year ago, I almost died from blood clots, right? So one of the main vaccines, people keep developing blood clots. So why the hell would I race to go get the vaccine? No, I need y'all to do more trials because I don't want to get it. And then I develop blood clots, something that almost killed me a year ago. So do y'all understand why the fuck I'm hesitant? You know, like, I don't understand why people feel like they have the right to shame people. Everybody's situation is different. Everybody's body is different. And I don't think that that's cool. And I'm just tired of this whole them versus us narrative that's being spun. And it's scary because I'm starting to see the public fall for this. I'm starting to see a back and forth. Yeah, I said I died. I know, right? I'm starting to see a back and forth, like, on social media with the vaccinated versus the non-vaccinated. You have family members saying, if you're not vaccinated, you can't come to my wedding. You can't come to my birthday party. You can't come over for Sunday dinners. Like, that's horrible. You know, like, we didn't even have this divisiveness during lockdown. You know, we physically couldn't be around each other, but people still showed each other love. Now all you see is people going back and forth. And I really feel like, you know, the mainstream media is pushing that divide. So I just don't like it. I don't like it at all. I was very disappointed in Jemele Hill when she said this. I'm going to show y'all what she had posted. Let me go back to my page. I felt like she was on some real elitist type shit when she said this. I thought it was trash. Because I'm like, it's funny now, like, you're acting like you're superior to everybody because you simply got a shot. Like, okay, if you got it and it worked for you, great. But, you know, what's up with the arrogant, condescending attitude? So this is what Jemele Hill said, and everybody was dragging her. Am I frozen? Oh, okay. Making sure I'm not frozen, honey. Okay, this is what she said. Jemele says, if you aren't vaccinated, you can't expect to have the same privileges as people who have been vaccinated. Live with your personal choice and consequences that come with it. This does not apply to people who have medical reasons for being unvaccinated. She, you know, she tried to throw that in there to soften the blow, but I'm not buying it. So people started coming at her and they're like, sorry, this is no different than segregation and creating a divided society. There are people who, no matter what is said, are unwilling to put a non-approved gene therapy in their bodies. Some of those people are your friends, coworkers, and loved ones. Will you turn your back? This person says the problem many are having is that the vaccine does not protect from the infection, just symptoms. So millions are walking around with the Delta variant, spreading it to people they come in contact with and infecting more people. Even vaccinated people are getting sick. Confusing. Somebody else says, I'm disappointed in this statement. You shouldn't be forced to get a vaccine. And you should have the same rights and privileges as people who are, especially when vaccinated people are still getting sick. I can't believe you let those words slip out your fingers. Then this person says, privileges, vaccinated people are still spreading the virus and not wearing a mask. It seems like you have a false sense of security that's actually even more dangerous. We all should be wearing masks and getting tested as we were last year. And that was my response to her stupid tweet. So I just thought it was just very, very elitist. I don't think, you know, like I said, somebody getting the vaccine, that doesn't make you a sheep, doesn't make you a bad person. It just means to me, you did what you had to do for yourself. Somebody not getting it doesn't make you a weirdo, doesn't mean that you're raging against the machine. You just don't want to get it. It's very weird that all of a sudden it's coming off like we have less and less of a choice to get it. Now, let me show y'all this picture. Let me see if I can find it. Okay, here it is. This is in Canada. Somebody sent me this picture. At this point, to me, it's no longer about a choice. Hold on. This is a picture. It's seeming more and more mandatory when I see pictures like this. This was taken in Canada. One of my Canadian T-Sippers sent me this. One side says unvaccinated passengers go through here. This side says fully vaccinated passengers go through here. So this lets me know that at this point, there's definitely going to be a divide. There's definitely going to be a vaccine passport coming down the pipeline, like I've stated for a long time now. They're definitely going to divide people. Even now, what's even more, again, like I said, I'm not knocking anybody. If you have it, great. You should be protected, right? You have the vaccine. You shouldn't give two shits if I don't have it. Because why? You're protected. So obviously, if you're upset that somebody doesn't have it, you don't really believe in this protection or vaccine the way that you say that you do. Because if I'm protected, I shouldn't care if somebody else has not gotten it. That's just me. That's how I look at it. But, you know, as long as you have it, you should be grateful, right? You shouldn't be worried about if I have it or not. But anyways, let's see here. Let me show y'all this. So now the NFL is creating a big uproar. They're basically going to get rid of people if you're not going through with the whole vaccine. If you're not going to get the vaccine, you cannot play in the NFL. And one of the biggest NFL stars, he talked about it. He said, you know, it's not okay that they're being pressured to get this. And then literally within a matter of minutes, he deleted his tweet. So let me show y'all what the NFL is putting forward real quick. Give me just a second here. There we go. This was on MSNBC.
Reported last week that the league and the union are working on a system for allowing vaccinated players to be immediately identified during practices and games. So when preseason games begin in a few weeks, Willie, it'll be obvious. We'll see who is and who isn't vaccinated. And I think as players begin to get their brains around that, they'll realize everyone can see they've chosen not to be vaccinated. And now, after yesterday's memo, everyone can see that these are the guys who are potentially putting the team at risk of a forfeit at some point during the season. That's just another little bit of pressure to get the players to choose to do what the league and the union believe they should do, get the vaccine.
Hey, Mike, Jonathan Lemire, but doesn't the NFL run into some risky ground here with some players who just simply don't want to do it? DeAndre Hopkins, who's a star wide receiver from the Arizona Cardinals, you well know, tweeted yesterday that he said he never thought I would say this, but being put in a position to hurt my team because I don't want to partake in the vaccine is making me question my future in the NFL. Now, he later deleted that tweet, but he's clearly suggesting that he doesn't want to be vaccinated, or at least he's reluctant to do so. And now he's put in a position where he's considering walking away from the sport. He's one of the biggest stars in the game. How is this going to work out? And what are you hearing in terms of other players, particularly other star players, who don't want to be vaccinated?
And Jonathan, that's a great point. And DeAndre Hopkins, I think the biggest star yet to come out and suggest that he possibly would walk away from the sport because of it. He later last night said he's got 9 more years of football left. So I think he's processed whatever anger and confusion he had flowing from yesterday's news. But the league's attitude, I think, is very simple. It's if you don't want to play, there's plenty of other guys out there who will. The supply of willing and able professional football players far exceeds the demand. You think of all the college programs out there that are churning every year a class of guys who many of them are good enough, many of them clear.
Okay, let me come back on the screen. So y'all just watch that. And he's basically saying that if you don't want to get it and you don't want to, you know, get the vaccine for whatever reason, that's your right, but they can kick you out the NFL. And there's always somebody to replace you. Now, let me go ahead and address this comment, Mr. Thornback. You said, T, you have been promoting distrust in the vaccine. That is deadly serious. First of all, I'm not promoting distrust. What I'm pointing out is that something is not right. When you are trying to shame people into getting something, if every other vaccine, you have a choice, right? I've never seen this much pressure during flu season for people to get the flu vaccine. Hey, the flu vaccine's available. If you want it, go to your local Walgreens. Nobody's saying that you can literally lose your job or that you can be replaced from something that you love for something that you worked your life for simply because you don't want to get it. To me, that's more distrustful than anything I'm saying. You know, why is it that when people just point out the facts of what's going on, like, damn, this don't sound right, all of a sudden, oh, you're spreading distrust and misinformation. Like I said from day one, if you want to go get it, go get it. Half my family is vaccinated. I don't care. That is your body. But you shouldn't have the right to punish people or shame people or tell human beings that you don't deserve certain privileges because you're not allowing somebody to inject you with something. And then let's also keep it real. If something happens to you, their insurance is not going to cover it. Or death, you know, you won't get any death benefits. Excuse me. You won't get death benefits. Because it's an untested vaccine. So if you die from the vaccine, it's, oh, well, things happen. So people have every right to be like, damn, like, it's just too much pressure. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that that's me causing distrust. That's me using common sense. When has this much pressure ever been applied to anything? I was already bothered when they was giving out incentives. Shouldn't the incentive be to be healthy? Nobody gives me money for going to go get my titties checked out and get a damn mammogram. I don't get entered into a lotto. I don't get season passes for mammograms. Nobody gets money because you're going to go get a colonoscopy. That's what you're supposed to do because it's something benefiting you. So if this is a benefit, why do people need all types of incentives? Joints, carnival tickets, floor seats. That's weird to me. You know what I'm saying? That's me just keeping it real. Now, let me also point this out. Let me see here. There was something else I wanted to show y'all. It's just like one thing after another with this entire situation. Oh, yeah, the old lady. The old ass governor in Alabama with her old ass. Yeah, she was talking real greasy. Now, before I even go to the old lady, the Vikings coach got fired. He lost his job. This is here in Minnesota. They straight fired him because he refused to get the vaccine. Now, imagine if that was your job. Imagine you just don't want to do something for whatever reason. We don't know. That man could have suffered from blood clots. He might be apprehensive because a friend of his died from the vaccine. Who knows? Whatever his apprehension was his apprehension. They've now fired him. So if y'all were going to co-sign the NFL doing this, make sure you have the same energy when your loved ones and your siblings and even yourself end up, you know, people that you know personally end up losing their jobs because they don't want to be vaccinated right now until there's more information, until they feel comfortable. So let me show y'all this here. So it says here, Vikings fire offensive line coach Rick Dennison for refusing the vaccine. So he came out and said that he didn't want to go along with this new NFL protocol, and they got rid of him, and he was the coach. And this is what the governor of Alabama, Kay Ivey, she had a few choice words for people.
Because of unvaccinated folks, almost 100% of the new hospitalizations are with unvaccinated folks, and the deaths certainly occurring with unvaccinated folks. These folks are choosing a horrible lifestyle of self-inflicted pain.
Besides, you know, this emotional plea you just gave us, what is it going to take to get people to get shots in arms?
I don't know. You tell me. Folks are supposed to have common sense. But it's time to start blaming the unvaccinated folks, not the regular folks. It's the unvaccinated folks that are letting us down.
I mean, I'm sorry, y'all. Like, that's scary to me. This she's a governor, and she's saying we need to start blaming unvaccinated people as if we're out here rioting and creating chaos. I'm sitting in my hotel room minding my black ass business. Don't blame me for this shit. It's just very divisive. It's very divisive. I don't like it. It's very divisive. It's giving me a them versus them type energy. What makes you better than me because you went and got the shot? It doesn't make you better. And it doesn't make me better than you because I don't have it. It's just a simple choice. But do you understand how they're trying to do this divide and conquer? That was a governor saying we need to start blaming. So what's next? Y'all gonna throw us in jail? I'm too cute to go to damn prison. So then at that point, I might just have to go get the damn jam. But I mean, what is next? This whole them versus us, I'm sorry, this is scary to me. I don't like it. If that makes me, I don't know, divisive. No, I'm not being divisive. If that makes me, you know, spreading things that make people uncomfortable, no, like this is just very, very, this is crazy. She's saying that unvaccinated people are letting the rest of the population down. What? Y'all don't have this energy for people when it comes to STDs. How about people who don't get tested to see if they're burning or not, but want to fuck everything that moves? How about they're the ones letting the society down? How about people who don't use protection and they're popping out baby after baby after baby? Why y'all not blaming them for letting society down? But no, it's the unvaccinated people. This shit is weird. That's all I'm saying. It's weird. It's weird. Because I don't see this energy with anything else. And for y'all to be co-signing this, yes, it's nothing but a scare tactic. The media is doing far more fear-mongering than I ever could, okay? So now on top of this, do you understand there's all these variants now, right? We're talking about this on Discord. So we had the regular. Then they said, you know, there's this Delta variant. Well, now there's a Gamma variant. There's so many variants coming out now. It's very disturbing. But what somebody had posted in Discord, let me share this with y'all. I thought this was really dope. That when you hear the words about the different variants, that reminds them of brain waves. And so they were kind of connecting and saying, like, you know, like the beta brain wave, being awake, normal, alert, consciousness, the alpha, physical and mentally relaxed, awake but drowsy. The Delta, deep sleep, loss of body awareness. The Theta, reduces consciousness, deep meditation, dreams, light, sleep, REM. And then the Gamma, heightened perception. Like, isn't it interesting that all of these things are being named after, like, you know, brainwave activity? So a lot of, we were like having like some really cool discussions about that when people were bringing that part of it up. Like just even the names of these variants to me are just kind of like suspicious, you know? And I don't know, it's just something about this. I'm just not feeling the energy that this is turning into. I'm not feeling the fact that so many people are being shamed. And even like the guy was saying in that news thing, we'll eventually know who's vaccinated and who doesn't want to get vaccinated. We're going to eventually be able to spot them out. That low-key reminds me of, not to be dramatic, but it kind of gives me like Nazi tees. Like in Nazi Germany when, you know, the Jewish people had to wear like a yellow star. It's like, when has medical stuff ever been everybody else's business? So like just fuck HIPAA laws, right? We need to know that you've been vaccinated and you have to show us. We have to physically tell that this player chose to go along with everything and get vaccinated. And because this player didn't, then they need to be shamed or fired or removed. And the sad part is you have a lot of people who are not agreeing with that stance. It's very nerve-wracking. Very nerve-wracking. Let's see here. Marlon Harrison sent 40. What's up, Marlon? He says people are not talking about the history and why people are not taking the vaccine, like the Tuskegee experiment and the sterilization of different Native American tribes. That is a really good point. Yeah, there's a lot of reasons why people are not running towards this. And it's not to shade people who have been vaccinated. Nobody's shading y'all. That's fine. But everybody has their own reasons and it should be okay. Liz Anthony says, I'm vaccinated, but I will never pressure someone to get it. That's just ignorant. Exactly. Thank you. I mean, this is really causing a lot of divides in people's households. There's literally people on the Discord really going through it because their parents are either pressuring them or saying that they don't want to speak to them anymore until they get it. And it's like, why y'all letting something like this divide y'all as a family? Like, it should never be that serious. You know, it's just, it's sad that it's gotten to that point for a lot of people. Chiquita Paulson 10, she says, I spoke my thoughts at the end of the Zoom meeting months ago about the possibility of future restrictions being placed on unvaccinated. Now here we are, pretty in pink. Thank you so much, sis, and thanks for coming through. Yeah, it's like everything we've been talking about has slowly but surely come into pass. You know, everybody thought I was crazy last year when I was like, they're going to start making this stuff mandatory. They're going to start rolling out passports. And now we're seeing it starting in Europe, but it's slowly going to trickle over here. Kimmy1984 says, I want to apologize for the state of Alabama. We don't know that lady. Y'all's governor's a hot mess, honey. I could not believe she said that. Had an attitude, too. They're like, well, how do you expect to get more people to come in and get vaccinated? I don't know. You tell me what her country ass. Leona Essen 20 says, this isn't about people getting the vaccine or not. It's about taking people's rights away and denying people the simplest privileges just because they choose not to go along with the program. Shaking my head. Thank you so much, sis. That is perfectly stated. That is perfectly stated. That's what I see when I see all the stuff that's going on with this situation. It's like we no longer have a choice. Either you do it or you're punished. How is this okay? They've never done this no other time. Let's see here. Sunny Sim 5 says, T, you should watch High Wire, the Dell Big Tree. He was removed from YouTube for speaking too much truth. He's on highwire.com now. I've never heard of High Wire, but thank you so much for the super chat. I appreciate you. I have to check that out. First Second says, what happened to those liberals, my body, my choice people? Where they at? Child, in the corner sipping tea with their vaccine sticker. Yeah, it's my body, my choice when it comes to abortion, but not when it comes to this, which is, it's very interesting. It's, the energy is definitely different when it comes to this. I've noticed that. And it is your choice. You do what you want to do with your body. But when it comes to this, all of a sudden, the whole my body, my choice kind of goes out the window. I've peeped that. I've peeped that a lot. So thank you for bringing that up. DJ E sent 999 says, I'm fully vaccinated with the Moderna. With the Moderna one, and I never looked down on anybody who didn't get it. I did it for my own reasons and security, but this is getting scary. It really is. And like I said, I have plenty of friends, you know what I'm saying, who have been vaccinated and they've got vaccinated for their own reasons. Some, they want to travel. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to be bothered. It was just easier for them to get it done. Some people, it's their job. You know, they work in medical. They work in the school system. They had to get it. But the pressure that the people who are at these jobs who have not gotten it, the pressure that they're facing on a constant basis is just really sickening. And it's not okay. You have a lot of jobs basically stepping over their boundaries and trying to shame people, calling them outside of work to see did they go get it yet. That's ridiculous. It really is. So thank you for that. Lucille says, this is a new age segregation, T. It's only the beginning, unfortunately. Yeah, I definitely believe that. I definitely do. Thank you so much. Renee Chen says, you're one of the realest on YouTube. Thank you so much. Thank you for the super chat. I appreciate it. Yeah, because everybody else just wants to, go with the flow. And, you know, it's not a big deal. I don't know. I just see through the nonsense. Like I said, you know, even if I got it, does that give me the right to look down on other people who haven't gotten it? It doesn't. You know, it's just a personal choice. And why is it not left at just a personal choice? Why are we telling people that you don't deserve certain privileges? Like, what the hell is that supposed to mean? That's very elitist. And coming from Jemele Hill, that's very rich. Because she's gone through a lot. Like, I respect her as a sports journalist, you know what I'm saying? But she's gone through a lot dealing with racism and her not getting a fair shot at certain things. So for her now to turn around and have an elitist attitude just because she got the vaccine, I was very surprised to hear her talk like that. I don't know. Let's see here. Logan says, my ex-best friend told me she didn't want to be my friend anymore because I'm not vaxxed. It's been 2 months and she keeps throwing shots at me on IG. What? Not the IG beef. Why are we beefing with each other on IG over something as stupid as that? So you lost your best friend behind that? Girl, she probably was already jealous of you or had some issues with you anyways, and she's just using this as an excuse because that don't even make no sense. Why would you fall off with your friend behind that, behind what she chooses to do to her body? But I bet you if he was out here hoeing and slutting around, she'd still be your friend. Like, what kind of shit is that? I can watch you literally do ecstasy and put your body at risk and do all types of stuff and still be your friend. But the vaccine, that's the end of our friendship. Get the fuck out of here. People are weird. Thank you for the super chat. Sean says, T, I noticed The View is shaming people also. It's shaming people too. Also watch Hugo Talks on YouTube. Thank you so much for the super chat. I appreciate it. Destinant Liar says, why has a person's choice been taken away when these people have been getting away with poisoning folks on the regular? Thank you for the super chat. I appreciate you. Shanitria, hopefully I said it right. She's saying, Tan, she says, there's a clear agenda. We are even limited on what we can say about it. Yeah. Because as soon as you post anything, here comes Instagram with their COVID-19 information underneath any post. Like, yeah, it's crazy. Let's see here. Kerweezy says, I work in big tech and we got access to J&J a week before they were going to open to the general public. And now they don't want that one given out. Thank you so much for that. Lisa Willett sent a $25 super chat. Thank you, Lisa. Francisco said, this is Lotus Magister from the Discord. In my opinion, the vax would not have been needed if people took better precautions in the beginning of the pandemic. I agree. Thank you so much for the super chat. She is the vessel says, please listen to the person who says, watch thehightower.com. Del Big Tree. Okay. I'm going to definitely check it out. Thank you. Now, how long have I been on here? Oh my God, I've been on here an hour already. Okay, hold on. I feel like there's still something else I need to talk about before I go. The time be flying. Oh yeah, let me talk about this. Okay. No, I still got to talk about some more stuff before they kick me off. Okay. So y'all know how certain countries are dealing with water, flooding, you know, just craziness, right? Then in certain parts, they're dealing with drought, you know, just high temperatures. Like on the West Coast, it's been really, really bad. Death Valley. I think they got up to like 130 something degrees not too long ago. Like all these places are in like the high 100s. And the scary part is like a lot of like the sea life, they're literally being boiled to death on the beaches, clams, mussels, things like that. So it's gotten really bad. So it was getting really, really bad in Dubai. Do you know that Dubai is creating fake rain? Let me show y'all this article. I seen this and it just blew my mind. So they're saying that Dubai is creating fake rain to battle 50 Celsius heat, which I'm sure that translates to like 100 and something degrees. But they're saying here that the UAE has an average rainfall of just 4 inches and often sees temperatures up to 50 C's in the Middle Eastern country, has now turned to technology to help change this. It was recently announced that they had funded a project that would see drones be able to control the weather. And from the looks of the recent scenes in Dubai, it's worked. These are the drones. Even the drones have eyes on them. Interesting. So they're being sent into the clouds, and look what Dubai experienced recently. So, you know, it's crazy the stuff that's going on in the world right now. They're literally creating their own harp machine in Dubai. You know, we've talked about harp in the past, but yeah, weather is being controlled right now. And the thing that makes me nervous about that is, okay, right now it's being controlled for the good, right? Because we need more rain. It's so hot. The crops are dying. So that's the good part. But what happens when nations start beefing? What happens if Dubai's like, well, I don't like that country. They're assholes. So now let's go send our weather machine to flood out that country. You know, what happens when it ends up being too much rain and they can't control it and then Dubai floods? That's where my mind goes with this. Like, that's just really crazy that so many countries now are all working on their own weather modification. I mean, they've been doing it here in the U.S. I believe our weather modifications in Alaska. I think that's where they do most of their trials, is way out there. So I just thought that was crazy. So now, on top of that, there's more diseases coming down the pipeline. So if you guys don't know, on top of us having to be scared of the C-19, then they had these new variants. We have the Delta running around, the Gamma. I'm sure there'll be more. There's also monkeypox. Supposedly, somebody went to Nigeria and contracted monkeypox. I've never heard of monkeypox, and I'm Nigerian. I've never heard of it until literally the other day. So the person, I don't know what they were doing. They were in the bush, but they contracted monkeypox, came back to America, and now they're saying that more people are ending up with monkeypox in Texas. On top of that, yesterday was announced that there's also a untreatable superbug. It's a fungus, and it's spreading across Texas and Washington, D.C. So it's just like, it's one thing after another. Every day, it's like literally, I feel like I'm my own little CDC. Tell me every morning I don't post something like, hey, y'all, there's a new illness. Be careful. Hey, y'all, there's a new variant. Be careful. It's insane. So let me go ahead and show y'all this. Let me see if do I even have the monkeypox? Yeah, oh God, the monkeypox video. Let me show y'all this shit. So that's what I'm saying. Like, they keep talking about, oh, everybody needs to get the vaccine, get the vaccine. Is the vaccine also going to protect us from monkeypox? This damn superbug, the damn gamma variant? It's so many illnesses popping up out the blue. There's more illnesses in 2021 than I've ever heard of in my whole life. Chad, let me go ahead. I just want to keep y'all up to date. I want to keep y'all abreast. Some of y'all don't even know what I'm talking about right now. I have to keep my viewers informed. I don't care. Sometimes we got to step away from the celebrity gossip and bring y'all real world news, because I don't want this stuff affecting you guys, and I want you guys to be aware of what's going on. So let me go ahead and share my screen here. This is the one about the monkeypox. Child, you can't make this shit up.
More than 200 people in more than two dozen states are being monitored for monkeypox.
And according to the agency, here are the symptoms. Within a few days after having a fever, people with the illness will develop a rash. News for Jax consumer investigator Lauren Verno is joining us now. Lauren, is the medical community saying we should be concerned right now?
So that's a big question at this point. The good news is monkeypox is very rare. The last known case in the U.S. was actually back in 2003.
On July 15th, the CDC was alerted that a person traveling from Nigeria to Dallas was infected with monkeypox. Since then, 200 people in 27 states who could have come in contact with the person, including anyone who sat within 6 feet, flight attendants, or anyone who may have used the same bathroom, are being monitored by the CDC.
Explain to me, what exactly is monkeypox? And the biggest question, do I need to be concerned?
If you were to get monkeypox, it's going to present symptom-wise as sort of a flu-like illness, and then very quickly progresses to full-body rash.
So, UofHealth Jacksonville Director of Infectious Disease and Prevention, Chad Nielsen, says monkeypox can be deadly, but is extremely rare because of where the virus originates.
The general public, particularly here in the United States, doesn't really need to be worried about this. The only folks that should be worried are if you're handling or around small rodents or prairie dogs in the continent of Africa in certain regions, or if you're importing exotic pets that are coming from Africa.
So the CDC says human-to-human transmission of the virus is thought to occur primarily through large respiratory droplets. Sound familiar? Nielsen says the good news in this situation is because everyone on the flight was required to wear a mask, the risk of another passenger getting the virus is very low. Tark?
All right, let me show y'all. So that's the monkeypox video, honey. So now let me show y'all about the superbug. Now this is more affecting the elderly, but that's not the point. The point is there's another damn bug that's uncurable. It's a fungus. And it's affecting, like I said, last I heard, it was Texas and Washington, D.C. is where they found the cases. So let me go ahead and play this for y'all as well.
He reports that new evidence of an untreatable fungus
spreading in a few hospitals and nursing homes. A superbug outbreak is reported in a Washington, D.C. nursing home and two Dallas area hospitals. Three patients have died. The fungus, which is spread through patient contact or on contaminated surfaces, can be deadly when it enters the bloodstream, heart, or brain.
Hello, I'm Mark Brown. Get more great ABC7 content.
Hello, I'm Mark Brown. Don't you dare interrupt the damn news stream. Where did he come from? He was like, hello, I'm Mark Brown. We didn't ask you who you were, sir. Trying to find out about the super bug. Short ass news clip. I was all into it. Here comes Mark Brown. Anyways, y'all, it's a mess. It's a mess out here. Stay safe. Your mama's papa sent $100. Thank you so much. Says, I saw that with the moon. I thought I was tripping. Do you think the earth has been asking for water with them spraying all the aluminum in the atmosphere with geoengineering? And that it's disrupting the signal and the rain is falling in the wrong places. Sending love. Honestly, it could be anything at this point. You know, what everything that they like I just showed in Dubai, they're sending things into the atmosphere to create rain. And I think a lot of this stuff that's being done is throwing off the earth. That's why certain places are getting all this water and flooding, like the Bronx. That was insane 2 weeks ago when the Bronx was flooded. Meanwhile, all the damn clams and mussels and Cali are dying because the water is literally just so hot and it's evaporating. You know, so it's crazy all the stuff that's going on, but I wouldn't put it past anything that is being caused by a lot of the stuff that we're doing here on Earth is really affecting the environment and also the weather. So thank you so much for the super chat. Yeah, it's so much going on. It's crazy. Let me read a few more of these super chats here, and then I'm going to go. I've been on here for an hour already. Candace Bland sent 20 says, hey, T, working at Sam's Club. They are sending pharmacy employees to every department asking people if they've been vaccinated yet. I was asked, and when I told her, it was none of her business in the nicest way possible. I don't blame you. Yeah, it's to the point now where they're just really bold. Like, even when I went to Walmart a few weeks ago, and they'll have their employees walk up. Oh, you know, we're giving out free vaccines, you know, at the pharmacy. I'm like, that's good. I didn't come here for that. Oh, okay, bye. And they're like, they kind of walk off, but it's like they're trying to steer the customers towards the pharmacy. And now in North Carolina, they're doing the door-to-door. In a lot of states, they're doing it, but now in North Carolina, they're not only knocking on the door to remind you to go get your vaccine, they're coming with the vaccine. They're doing like door-to-door vaccinations. So if you tell them that you've not been vaccinated, they got the needle ready. So it's crazy. It's real crazy. Let's see here. Ashante says, T, my job told me I have until September 1st to get the vax or I'll be fired. Wow. That is sad. And that's what I'm saying. People celebrating this with the NFL and saying, good. Oh, well, that's what they get. They're rich. They're millionaires. Suck it up. It's always funny when it's somebody else until it comes to your neck of the woods, until it comes to your job, until it affects something that you care about. So I'm really sorry that you're having to go through that. I wonder what you do for a line of work that they could even threaten like that. That's ridiculous. But thank you so much for that. Inspired Coils says, isn't the monkeypox story the same as the Ebola one? That person came from Nigeria to the Dallas airport. Yeah, it does. It sounds very suspicious. Like I said, I've never in my life, and I know about a lot of infectious diseases because I used to have to do reports on them. Like that's how I knew so much about like Ebola and things like that. And that's why I got so transfixed on the whole C-19. I've never heard of monkeypox. I've never heard of it. So I don't know. The whole thing sounds suspicious. Janari says, our second bout with it. I'm tired. We may need 2J. AB said, no, I'm post-op. He on the other side of the house. He can't smell. It's depressing. You're having a second bout of C-19. It's hard to read what you wrote. So your boyfriend is on the other side of the house and he can't smell it. It's depressing. Okay. Well, I hope both of y'all get better. Thank you for the super chat. Appreciate it. Let's see here. Mystery Woman 38 says, I'm a foster mom And the nurse case managers for the kiddos aren't signing off on the vax because it's not FDA approved. I'm getting pressured though. Ooh. Now that's interesting. So the foster care system won't sign off for the kids, for the foster kids to get the vax, but yet they're pressuring the rest of the public. Now that's some interesting tea. That says a lot without saying a whole lot. Thank you so much for that. So that's very interesting. So they don't want to potentially hurt the foster kids, but the kids not in the care of the state, they're knocking door to door ready to jab them though. Thank you for that. Let's see here. And Gozy, what's up, sis? She sent $100. Thank you so much. She says, hey, T, mommy, just showing you some love. I really enjoyed the last green room, even though us Android users can't get in the chat. LOL, can't wait until game night. Love you. I love you, too. I can't wait until either. I'm still talking to Spotify. They're still working on it. I was like, y'all need to be able to let the Android people come here. Let them chat because y'all can read it, but y'all just can't participate. That's why y'all be in the Discord posting rotten apple memes. But I can't. Well, I think once the Android people can actually chat, it's going to make it even more lit. But for now, it's just the iPhone people. But they are working on that. So I'm definitely working with them to like get the bugs out of there. So their team is still trying to, you know, iron some things out. But yeah, the green room be lit. And I can't wait. We're going to be doing Jeopardy. I still got to do the test run. I just didn't get a chance to do it yet, but I have all my Jeopardy questions ready. So I can't wait till we play that. So yeah, we be having fun. Let's see here. The Panda 3031 says, hey T, honestly, the vaccine is only approved for emergency use. It's not FDA approved. Can't force people to be a part of a clinical trial. Right. And the sad part is that's what they're doing. And then they're treating the people who are like, well, no, I'm just not comfortable with this. It has not been approved yet. I want to wait. And then it's like they're treating those people like the bad guy, just like the governor said, oh, we need to blame all the unvaccinated people. So I'm starting to feel like maybe some of the people who got vaccinated, they want everybody to, you know, to be at risk just like they put themselves at risk. I don't know, because I don't understand like why all the hate towards the unvaccinated people. It just doesn't make sense to me. But thank you for the super chat. Sean Asia. That's a pretty name, Sean Asia. And I said it right. I know I said it right. She says, I work in a restaurant and they're giving me 60 days to take it. I don't make enough damn tips for that. That's crazy. And the thing is, what I don't understand is why are they putting pressure on their employees to take it? Well, let's keep it real. Right now, the employee market is very hard. They're literally, remember I posted that article the other day? They're literally digging through their old employee applications and calling people 2-3 years later like, hey, you still looking for that job at McDonald's? We're hiring. So why would they try and get rid of people when they know they need employees? Again, fear mongering. They're trying to put pressure on people that either you get the jab or you lose your job. But they know damn well if they fire you, this ain't the NFL where there's a whole bunch of guys who want to run and go, you know what I'm saying, play in the NFL and get all types of shine and glory. Nobody's running to be the fucking fry cook. I mean, we'll do the job if that's the job that's available, but everybody's not lining up to go do that type of work. So they might want to, you know what I'm saying, tread lightly with all these damn threats. Subway manager, Red Robin's manager, tread lightly. I don't like that shit. Don't be trying to threaten people. Y'all not the NFL. See, the NFL, they can get away with that shit. Because there's a lot of shine that comes with playing for the NFL. There's not a lot of shine, you know what I'm saying, waitressing at Red Robins. I'm just saying. These people get on my nerves. I don't even work these jobs. It's fucked up. Dynasty Andrew says they want to blame the unvaccinated and not the fact that they're lifting guidelines and cautions. That's true, too. They're not taking that into accountability. The outside is open and people are out there kicking it. Let's see here. Yolanda Drinker. What's up, sis? She says, hi, beautiful sis. I love your commentary. Keeping me informed as always. Definitely. And thank you for coming through. I appreciate you. Mr. GC15. Where you been? Seen you in a while. How you doing? Y'all see, I recognize my followers, honey. I recognize my tea sippers. I recognize Nate. He says, businesses are finding loopholes through HIPAA to ask their customers if they have been vaxxed. Experts saying HIPAA only applies to healthcare, not businesses. Yeah, they must be, because they're getting so bold with it now that it's not even funny how bold they're getting with it as far as asking employees their medical status, because that's technically none of their business. So it's a shame, but thank you so much for the super chat. Andy Lopez, what's up, Andy? He says there is a disregard for HIPAA and it's sad. Yeah, there definitely is. But like GC just said, they're finding loopholes. So that's why they're doing it. Savannah Daw says, T, if the state signs off for foster kids, they're liable. But again, it just goes back to show you that they're walking on eggshells when it comes to foster kids. But when it comes to your kids, you're a bad parent if your child is not vaccinated. But they're taking all the precautions with the state's kids. So that says a whole lot right there. And it's really frightening when you think about it. Let's see here. I've been out for an hour and 20 minutes. It's almost time for me to log off. Sab says, hey, T, looking beautiful as usual. Stay blessed. Thank you so much. Latavia Marie sent 20 says, hey, T, I've been watching you for about 4 years. I'm 19 and you've helped me grow and learn. Thank you. Love you. I think I read that earlier. Thank you so much. That just popped up again. Somebody else says something about the Delta variant. Hold on. Janelle Rich says, hey, it's my birthday. Just sending you some love. Happy birthday. Leo season. Gang, gang. All the Leos in the house. I'm so happy it's Leo season, y'all. My birthday's next week, but I don't know. I have no real plans. I might just go out with my cousins and just go out to eat. And, you know, I don't have nothing too big just because my situation. So I'm just grateful to make it another year. So that's how I'm going to celebrate my birthday. Let's see here. I just want to make sure I got most people. I think I know I missed some super chats. Somebody sent $1.99. I carry my revolver in a single action. That's an interesting name. They said, secure our borders. You sound like you would write some shit like that. You sound like you would send $1.99 just to write some shit like that. I ain't mad at you. He said, secure our borders. Speaking of borders, sir, did you see the guy who wants $30 million reimbursed back to him because he done built that border wall for Trump and he didn't get paid? I'm just saying, he spent all his money. He used all his manpower. He built a nice wall from start to finish, but he has not been compensated. So they're probably not going to secure the borders because the people who have went to go build the wall, they're not being compensated. So I don't know. I have no other comment, but thank you for the super chat. Let's see here. Kamichi Fam says, whoever controls the water controls the world. Facts. Facts. Because you can go several days without food. You can only go 3 days without water. So that is very true. Thank you. Let's see here. Faith Keeper says, Biden and the Democrats voted for the origins of C-19 not to be disclosed to the public. Fauci is the reason for COVID and these variants. Now, you know, I had posted the other day. I was like, the girls are fighting. Who saw? Put a teacup if y'all saw Rand Paul and Anthony Fauci going back and forth on the Senate floor. Let me see if I can find the video before I leave. That shit had me cracking up. Let me see. Dr. Fauci was like, no, you don't know what you're talking about. Oh, he was hot. This is a full exchange. Let's go ahead and play this before I go. This was fun. I don't care, made me laugh. I love when I see the girls fighting. Dr. Anthony, he thinks he's slick. Here it is. Let me see. Is it muted? No, hold on.
Subject to the pause in 2014 to 2017, a pause in funding on gain of function. But the NIH failed to recognize this, defines it away, and it never came under any scrutiny. Dr. Richard E. Bright, a molecular biologist from Rutgers, described this research in Wuhan as, the Wuhan lab used NIH funding to construct novel chimeric SARS-related coronaviruses able to infect human cells and laboratory animals. This is high-risk research that creates new potential pandemic pathogens potential pandemic pathogens that exist only in the lab, not in nature. This research matches, these are Dr. Ebright's words, this research matches, indeed epitomizes, the definition of gain-of-function research done entirely in Wuhan, for which there was supposed to be a federal pause. Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement. This paper that you are referring to was judged by qualified staff up and down the chain as not being gain of function. So what was, let me finish.
You take an animal virus and you increase its transmissibility to humans,
right?
You're saying that's not gain of function?
Yeah, that is correct. And Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly. And I want to say that officially. You do not know what you are talking about.
Let's
okay, you get NIH, one person.
Let's read from the NIH definition of gain of function. This is your definition that you guys wrote. It says that scientific research that increases the transmissibility among mammals is gain of function. They took animal viruses that only occur in animals and they increased their transmissibility to humans. How you can say that is not gain of function?
It is not.
It's a dance, and you're dancing around this because you're trying to obscure responsibility for 4 million people dying around the world okay. from a pandemic.
And let's send Dr. Fauci.
I have to, well, now you're getting into something. If the point that you are making is that the grant that was funded as a subaward from EcoHealth to Wuhan created SARS-CoV-2, that's where you are getting. Let me finish.
We don't know.
Well,
we don't
wait
know
a minute.
It did come from the lab, but all the evidence is pointing that it came from the lab. And there will be responsibility for those who funded the lab, including yourself.
I totally
This committee resent, will allow the witness to respond.
I totally resent the lie that you are now propagating, Senator, because if you look at the viruses that were used in the experiments that were given in the annual reports that were published in the literature, it is molecularly impossible.
No one's saying those viruses caused it.
It is molecularly.
Those viruses caused the pandemic. What we're alleging is that gain of function research was going on in that lab and NIH funded it.
That is
not. Get away from it. It meets your definition and you are obfuscating the truth.
I'm not obfuscating the truth. You are the one.
Time has expired, but I will allow the witness to.
Let me just finish. I want everyone to understand that if you look at those viruses, and that's judged by qualified virologists and evolutionary biologists, those viruses are molecularly impossible
no one's
to
saying
result
they are. No
in
one's
SARS-CoV-2.
Those viruses caused the pandemic. We're saying they are gain-of-function viruses because they were animal viruses that became more transmissible in human, and you funded it.
And you
admit the truth.
And you implying...
Paul, your time has expired, and I will allow witnesses who come before this committee to respond.
Chad, a hot mess. I was here for their back and forth. I love when Rand Paul... I love watching them go back and forth. But, there's definitely some shit in the mix. You know what I'm saying? And people are tired, and people want answers. And it's like he's just wishy-washied back and forth. You know, initially, I thought he was, like, really smart because I remember seeing him in all these documentaries when it came to, like, you know, diseases like Ebola and, you know, he being, like, the leading, you know, scientist when it comes to all these diseases. But with this whole C-19 situation, it's just really opened my eyes to, like, who Anthony Fauci really is. You know what I'm saying? So I was here for the back and forth. I laughed my ass off. Let me see here. Oh, shit. Agent Matt sent another $100. Thank you, Agent Matt. He says, don't know if this is news or not, but Uber just bought one of the largest logistics companies for $2.5 billion. Also, they invested millions into self-driving trucks. They launched in 2023. The game is about to change. I didn't even know that Uber had bought that company. But speaking on self-driving trucks, I know they said they've been launching them and doing like a lot of practice runs. I've been seeing that on the news that they've been doing a lot of practice runs. And so this means that a lot of truckers such as yourself may be at risk. And that's the part that's really scary. If these self-driving trucks take off and there's minimal, you know, issues as far as like car crashes and things are able to get there on time and stuff like that, that could put a lot of regular people out of work. And right now there's already a shortage of truck drivers, because that's where a lot of the supply chain issues are, because right now there's not enough truck drivers to deliver goods. So that's why I think they're trying to really amp up the production of these self-driving trucks. So the trucking industry is going, you know, they're going to definitely have a shakeup in the future. And that's the part that's very nerve-wracking. Yeah, they already put out the self-driving cars that deliver Domino's pizza. So that came out a few months ago. They're still working out the bugs because they don't want anybody to get hit. But they're still working out some bugs, but they've been using them in certain cities already to deliver pizzas to people. So a lot of jobs may be obsolete in the future with technology. But thank you so much for the super chat. I appreciate you. Let me see here. Susu says, we saw the emails, Fauci. You look great, Auntie. Thank you so much. Yeah, he forgets about the whole email scandal that came out a few months ago. I think at this point, everybody's just over it. We just want to get back to how things were. But unfortunately, nothing is ever going to be the same again. I don't think anything will ever be like it was in 2019 before the word COVID and vaccine. Like these were like, even when I text people, like these were things I never ever texted in my phone. Never used C19, vaccinations. Like, and now it's like, it just populates automatically. I don't even have to finish typing vaccine, it just populates. It's crazy, like just how much the world has changed in less than 2 years. It's insane. Leona Santan, she says, sending some love. You are one of my favorite YouTubers that has stayed true and consistent in your opinions and views throughout the years. Been sipping tea since 2014. Love you, Auntie. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, sis. Thank you for the super chat. First Second says, wait till they get bad news that they'll need to get a new shot for a new variant every season/year. Yeah, it's like every other, you know, month there's something new coming down the pipeline. So is there going to be a vaccine coming down the pipeline for monkeypox and this super bed bug or whatever the hell, super bug? You know, it's going to be very interesting. But you guys, I've been on here for an hour and 30 minutes. This has been a great stream. Thank you to everybody who came through today. Thank you guys for the super chat. Sorry if I missed any of your messages. I hope you guys learned a lot from this stream. I just wanted to bring everybody, you know, I guess make everybody just aware of what's going on. Also, I'll probably do another green room. Maybe we'll do one tomorrow where you guys can call in about your opinions on all of this stuff. You know, we can just talk about what's going on globally. I would love to hear from people, you know, from around the world and what's going on in your neck of the woods. So, you know, definitely hit me up. Yeah, I called it a super bed bug. On that note, you guys, thank you for coming through. You guys enjoy the rest of your weekend, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.